Earlier I mentioned we'll be making our way to Saudi Arabia, where one of Cape Town's very own Dale Solomons is finding himself nowadays. He is doing lots of things out on that side of the world. Morning, Dale. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Morning. I'm good, thank you. We're just having winter period now in Saudi, funny enough.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to ask you, what's the weather like out in Saudi?
Yeah, it's always the first question. At the moment, it's quite cool. We're supposed to have a thunderstorm for the next 3 days. But normally, June, July, August, you're then hitting 45 every day with high percentage of humidity as well.
45?
Yeah. I shaved my head when I moved here.
Okay. So Dale, you were a footballer when you were in Cape Town and still are one. You still won. Now things have been happening for you. You moved over to Saudi to do professional coaching. And of course, apparently, is it you into teaching as well? Am I right?
No, coaching and performance analysis.
Okay. So take us through performance analysis. What does it incline?
Okay. I moved here 2 years ago, previously with the Mamelodi Sundowns, and then for 4 years, and then moved here to work in coaching and performance analysis. So that basically is looking at the trends of the team, the behaviors of players, behavior of the, looking at our opposition when we're playing a match, how do they play so that we can try and beat them, and then reflecting on those performances through the week using our training sessions, recording them, and then sitting with the players, sitting with the team, and trying to show them where we can improve as a team and as individuals as well.
Mm. So you one of those people. In fact, you are that person that sits with the games afterwards and figure out, okay, if that's the kind of move, this is what we should do, and this is the build up, and that's their team, that's their gameplay.
100%, basically a chess figure.
Okay. So Dale, there's definitely young people listening at the moment who didn't make a team. They probably didn't get selected. What would you say to them at this moment?
It's something that I tell a lot of people these days. Football doesn't feel sorry for you, and nobody feels sorry for you. So you have to just work as hard as you can until you can't anymore. Mm. Because at the end of the day, there's no paycheck to say, oh, thanks for participating in football. We appreciate all the effort. No one is going to pay you that dues at the end. So for me, I had to make a life decision as well to say, look, I don't know if football's going anywhere, trying to balance work and football. Mm. And at some point, it didn't make sense. It's look around you, see the people around you, and see what it is that you want to be and what you don't want to be. Mm. And then make that decision. Look, I actually have to go work because I have to provide for my family, or I want a better way. I don't want to be here every Saturday playing a game, then drinking, and then going home, and that's the life that I live. Mm. But you have to make that choice. It's different for everyone.
Of course. Dale, so just a personal kind of question, man. Being a footballer and then going to practice sessions, being on the field, putting in your own time as well, and then rocking up for trials and stuff, and you see your the other players, and then not being selected from your personal experience, does it have a psychological effect on you as a person if you're not selected?
Yeah.
And especially if you look at your fellow teammates and you know, hey, I'm better than this person, not being conceited, but just realistically, does it have a psychological effect on a person from a personal perspective?
No, 100%, and especially the younger you are, because if you have that feeling of I'm not good enough at a younger age, it really causes a lot of damage as you grow up. So I get frustrated when I hear the leagues in, it's all over the world, but here the younger leagues, they changed it in England literally yesterday, but they're too competitive and they're having trials at the age of 12. It shouldn't be that way. Everyone should be able to play until probably 14, 15, when you mature a little bit, and then you're able to receive information and deal with things better. Because you know about opportunities, you know that there's another club. But when you're young, you're just in a group of friends and someone tells you, in not so many words, you're not good enough to be here, and this person's good enough to be here. Mm. And how do you, as a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old, be able to put that together and make it make sense?
And that's the gist of it, is as you're not good enough. That's what's sticking in one's head, no?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
So when football didn't work out for you here in Cape Town, in South Africa, playing as a professional, what kept you from walking away completely from football?
For me, it was definitely my parents. I think they, like, you're getting up every morning for school and they're working hard every day. They're 8 to 5. My dad also worked like 2:10, 6:00, so we'd miss him a lot of the time. But when you have that, again, family around you doing that and setting a good example for you, it's like, even if football doesn't work, you can't give up. You have to do something. Whatever it's going to be, you have to do it. My brother also worked really hard and traveled internationally. Mm. So it's, you had the right people around you, and that would also be my encouragement to the younger generation, is keep the people around you. Make sure that they're good people, because otherwise, again, they say you become a version of the 5 people that you spend the most time with. And I was fortunate to spend a lot of time with my parents, my brother, my sister. Mm. And those are the people that I looked up to growing up in a community like Maitland. Mm. And then when football didn't work out, you look at them and you say they worked hard. You have to just put in the effort. Otherwise, you're going to be a statistic, because that's generally where it goes. Mm.
If you just join us, people, welcome to #KC Breakfast Thursday morning. Dale Solomon's on the line. He's out in Saudi Arabia, a coach and doing a lot of things in the football industry. But something happened and changed your life. Tell us about that internship.
One thing I'm very grateful for was ETA Cape Town. Mm. I studied there straight after high school. Also was very unsure what I was going to do after high school. And they did a presentation for us, and I thought it was perfect, because I'm not the best, let's call it, education person. So I joined that college, and they were very sport-based. They had theory learning, but a lot of practical learning as well. So ETA Cape Town really gave us an opportunity to get experiential learning. So going to events, being present, networking, introducing us to the right people. And then someone came along and presented at a stats company. And I was fortunate enough to be able to get the opportunity to go and start there. Mm. And like everyone else, I started there for a month. I didn't like it. And then I went to work at 14. And after a month, I came back. And then that's where my career just took off completely. Okay. Mm. Moving to Joburg and then to Zambia and then moving to Joburg and Saudi Arabia. So ETA Cape Town, 100% very grateful for them.
So, based on that, you've built a career across countries and, of course, continents as well. I need to ask you, did you have to do a mindset shift? Or were there new habits that you had to habits that you had to let go based on your career, in fact, to stay consistent?
Yeah, I think if you asked anyone that knows me, it's always the hardest worker. So always be the hardest worker in the room. Nobody sees lazy people.
Give me a number. Let me call someone. Let me. I'm joking. Okay.
That was it for me. I had to move to Zambia on my own, also knowing nobody, knowing none of the environment, and I had to start there and then eventually grow, and that worked out for me. I just showed everyone that hard work at the end of the day pays off. And then do whoever's around you, outwork them. Mm. There's no one that needs to work harder than you in any environment. That's your first objective in your department. Mm. And from there, try and help whoever you can after that. Do as much as you can while you can. Mm. Because I was at Stellenbosch. I was driving the taxi with the players, but I'm the performance analyst as well. Mm. At Sundowns, I'm teaching computers to the players, and I'm doing Herbalife, nutrition as well, but I'm still the analyst. So I'm putting myself out there as much as I can, and that's what people recognize. So now wherever I go, people always know that I'm the hardest worker in the room, that I don't stop. There is no time to stop, especially when you're in this industry. So that would be words of advice to people that wants to adapt. Just work harder than everyone else. Mm. That's it. And I think that was in my destiny from much younger, from the field already at football. I outworked everyone. And I kind of just carried. And I don't drink, smoke, party. So I was almost destined to work in Saudi Arabia. Mm. But again, lifestyle-wise.
So tell me, never had a drink, never had a cigarette.
When I was much younger, yes, but it wasn't for me. I made that choice 8 years ago that I wouldn't. It used to be, if anything, once a month, once every 2, 3, 4, 5 months. Mm. But I made that decision when I was in Zambia, and then never looked back. And it's now 7 years, so I'm okay.
Mm. Okay, you've answered my last question, where I wanted you to just talk to someone who doesn't know what they're going to do with their lives. You've answered part of it, but thanks for that, and thank you for taking time out to talk to us, man. But with the current situation and our youngsters and drugs and unemployed rate that's sky high, and you know what's happening in our areas specifically. To someone that is talented and might have been rejected, if I can use the word rejected, you're not good enough with going to trials and making a team. Talk to those guys, man, and even girls, and just a word of encouragement from your side.
Yeah. I always said it's very difficult for me to speak because I don't come out of poverty or... Mm. I grew up in Maitland, so I don't come out of a very difficult environment. Mm. And again, I'm grateful for my parents working hard and allowing us to go to a good school and kind of grow from there. Mm. So I can't speak from first experience. And I know that's always the hardest thing, because I can easily tell someone, don't do drugs, don't do gangsterism, go to school, try and do this, try and do that. But I'm not living that first-hand experience of that lifestyle. And I know it's challenging. Because I have friends around me that has lived like that. Mm. But it always comes down to your choices. Your choices have consequences. You choose between buying a drink, alcohol, or maybe downloading some document that you pay R5 for to read so that you're educated in this area of your life. So you have to pick those types of things. But I understand the quality of life and the people around you makes it more difficult. And I can't say that I've sort of got out of that environment. So I don't want to say anything bad where I can't relate to anyone from a different position. But the only thing I will say is that it's important that you find the best people that you can to be around, number one. Mm. And then number two, follow what other people are doing and you'll become those people. So don't become a statistic. If you see the people sitting on the corner drinking and partying, if you don't want to live that life, you have to make those choices so that you don't live that life. But at the end of the day, I'm accepting that it's not that easy. To do that when you live in difficult communities. So for me, at the end of the day, what got me out is finding the right people to put myself around. And then I went to go work like an absolute dog wherever I could, whether it meant cleaning the street or it meant going to clean a library. It doesn't matter. Mm. Put yourself in all those positions to stay as far as you can away from the toxic environment that you may be in. And if you don't make it in football is not it's not the end of the world. Football is not everything. Football is just like working in a call center. Mm. The only difference is just you're on the grass. But take your paycheck home, because that's the most important thing. The money at the end of the day to look after yourself and look after your family is what makes a difference. Not running to a soccer field every morning and trying to be better than the next person, and you don't make it, and then you land up on the corner.
Brother, I thank you. Go well. Enjoy Saudi, and we'll check in with you again. Thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the questions. I think they're all very interesting. Grateful to have this time.
Right, Omania. Thank you. That's Dale Solomons. He's out in Saudi Arabia.